This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit.
गलीला के एक नगर नासरत में परमेश्वर द्वारा स्वर्गदूत जिब्राइल को एक कुंवारी के पास भेजा गया जिसकी यूसुफा नाम का एक व्यक्ति से सगाई हो चुकी थी। जिब्राइल उसके पास आया और बोला, तुझ पर अनुग्रह हुआ है, तेरी जय हो, प्रभु तेरी साथ है।
Troublée par cette parole, elle se demandait ce que signifiait une telle salutation. L'ange lui dit, sois sans crainte, Marie, car tu as trouvé grâce auprès de Dieu. Voici, tu deviendras enceinte, et tu enfanteras un fils, et tu l'appelleras du nom de Jésus. Il sera grand et sera appelé fils du Très-Haut, et le Seigneur Dieu lui donnera le trône de David, son père. Il régnera sur la maison de Jacob éternellement, et son règne n'aura pas de fin.
María le respondió al ángel, ¿cómo será eso, puesto que soy virgen? El ángel le respondió, el Espíritu Santo vendrá sobre ti, y el poder del Altísimo te protegerá con su sombra, y el hijo que ha de nacer será santo y será nombrado Hijo de Dios. Y tu parienta Isabel ha engendrado un hijo en su vejez. Está en su sexto mes, ella a la que llamaban estéril. Por eso ninguna cosa es imposible para Dios.
At sinabi ni Maria, narito ang alipin ng Panginoon, nangyari sa akin ayon sa iyong salita. At iniwan siya ng anghel. At ng mga araw na ito'y natindig si Maria at nagmadaling napasa lupaig maburol sa isang bayan ng Juda at pumasok sa bahay ni Zacarias at bumati kay Elizabeth. At nangyari, pagkarinig ni Elizabeth ng bait ni Maria, ay lumukso ang sanggol sa kanyang tiyan at napuspos si Elizabeth ng Espiritu Santo.
И воскликнула громким голосом и сказала, «Благословенная ты между женами, и благословен плод в чреве твоем. И откуда это мне пришла Матерь Господа моего ко мне? Ибо когда голос приветствия твоего дошел до слуха моего, сыграл радостно младенец во чреве моем. И блаженно уверовавшая, потому что исполнится ей сказано от Господа».
他丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明的羞辱他，想要暗暗的把他休了。正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他在梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。”
ఇది ఒక కన్యక గర్భవతి అయి కుమారుని కనును ఆయనకి ఇమ్మానుయేల్ అని పేరు పెట్టుదురు అని ప్రభువు తన ప్రవక్త ద్వారా పలికిన మాట నెరవేరునట్లు ఇదంతయూ జరిగెను. ఇమ్మానుయేల్ అని పేరు నాకు భాషాంతరమున దేవుడు మనకు తోడని అర్థము. ఏసేవు నిద్ర మేల్కొని ప్రభువు దూత తనకు ఆజ్ఞాపించిన ప్రకారం చేసి తన భార్యను చేర్చుకొని ఆమె కుమారుని కనున వరకు ఆమెను ఎరగకుండెను. అతడు ఆ కుమారునికి యేసు అని పేరు పెట్టెను.
Lúc ấy, Cesar Augusta ra chiếu chỉ phải lập số dân cả thiên hạ. Việc lập số dân này là trước hết và nhằm quy Renew làm quan tổng đốc xứ Syria. Ai nấy đều đến thành mình khai tên vào sổ.
Hosiosab gikan sa Galilea, sa lungsod sa Nazareth, mitunga sa Judea, sa lungsod ni David, nga ginanlan og Bethlehem. Kay siya sakop man sa panimalay o kaliwata ni David. Aron magpalista, uban kang Maria, nga iyang pangasaw-unon nga nagsabak.
Dang kawe si Jun, hi Jun yi ti bè se ya, ite si te jie hao se, si jie za bo e, ikaw yong po kai bao ho, keng e ba zao lai, in wei hi Jun, lü xia yi ting bo so zai ho yin doa.
În ținutul acela erau niște păstori care făceau de strajă noaptea împrejurul turmei lor. Și un înger al Domnului a apărut înaintea lor și slava Domnului a strălucit împrejurul lor. și ei s-au înfricoșat foarte tare. Dar îngerul le-a zis, nu vă temeți că vă aduc o veste bună. Mare va fi bucuria pentru tot norodul. Astăzi, în cetatea lui David, s-a născut un mântuitor care este Hristos Domnul. Iată semnul după care îl veți cunoaște. Veți găsi un prunc înfățișat în scutece și înculcat într-o iesle.
En plotseling voegde zich bij de engel een groot hemels leger, dat God prees met de woorden, eer aan God in de hoogste hemel en vrede op aarde voor alle mensen die hij lief heeft. Toen de engelen waren teruggegaan naar de hemel, zeiden de herders tegen elkaar, laten we naar Bethlehem gaan, om met eigen ogen te zien wat er gebeurd is en wat de Heer ons bekend heeft gemaakt.
Engelo okkomla giam, Maria tumi sa Joseph sa babava balanna, gava maduata. Ehi gihim pasu engolo mulu loketama alut vachane prakashakala. Hitapu minissu e prakashya gana puduma una.
Malaya jang ya chai ke si fong hong sam lui. Fan fuk gam si hao muk yang yan. Fan hai la. Yan wei so tang do to my tai do. Ya chai si. 敬仰太师壮讲的周归荣要聚散赞美他
Jesus wurde in Bethlehem geboren, eine Stadt in Judäa. Herod war damals König. Da kamen eine Starkdeuter aus einem Land im Osten nach Jerusalem und entkündeten sich, wo ist der neugeborene König? Wir haben seinen Star aufgesehen und sind auf dem Osten hergekommen, um ihm die Ehre zu erweisen. Nach diesem Gespräch gingen die Sterndeuter nach Bethlehem. Derselbe Stern, das sie schon beobachtet hatten, als er am Himmel aufging, führte sie auch jetzt. Er blieb über dem Haus stehen, um der das Kind war.
Bien vinale. O chi se upede no girele. Nare rirane ed anni eninale nagoli Gesù. E chi lui ne minifo ed ahua nagoli Nazareth nori vi Bethlehem.
And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom and grace of the Lord was upon him.
How to have the best Christmas ever? Realize that the Lord God has come to give us hope. And he's come to give hope to all the people. No matter what language you speak, no matter what country you're from, no matter what culture you belong to. And I praise God that our church is so rich in culture. So many peoples, so many tongues, so many nations gathered in this place. Still celebrating the story that's 2,000 years old, but yet as fresh today as it was then. Yet as new today, yet as life-changing today, yet as transformative today than it's ever been. The life-changing story of hope. 2 weeks ago we talked about how to have the best Christmas ever. And we learned about being cheerful. Have you been cheerful since then? Maybe we've done our shopping now, a little less cheerful. Stood in a few too many lines, been in a few too many traffic jams. But hopefully your cheerfulness has overwhelmed those things, that you've been able to retain the cheer of God. Last week we talked about how to have the best Christmas ever to add generosity to your cheerfulness. God loves a cheerful giver, not just giving of our money, but of our time, of our words, to be generous with who we are to other people. Today I want to add to that, that how to have the best Christmas ever is to be hopeful. To be hopeful. Church, the message of hope can change your life today. Today. Have you realized that in our world there seems to be a short supply of hope? Governments are scrambling, politicians are scrambling, kingdoms are scrambling, armies are scrambling, scientists are scrambling, to try to figure out how do we somehow retain this place? How do we protect the earth? How do we protect our nation? How do we somehow make sure that we don't just mess everything up? And God, I think in His heaven is saying, too late. You need a hope bigger than you. You need a government bigger than yours. You need a king greater than your leaders. You need a God. Thank the Lord that we know who that God is. Amen. He has a name. His name is Jesus. And He came as a baby. Submitted Himself to flesh so that we might know this God. How do we understand spirit? How do we relate to God out there somewhere? But He came in human form so that we might see Him, hear Him, touch Him, and that He might die for our sins. The God in flesh representing us and taking our sin upon the cross. That good news was announced by angels in Luke chapter 2, verse 10 to 14. When the angels met shepherds in the fields and they cried out to them and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." And suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." Church, this is good news of great joy. Amen? And that news is for us today. I want to give you four principles in the next few minutes about hope. Number one, hope replaces fear with joy. Can you say that with me? Hope replaces fear with joy. What did the angels say? They said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy." The good news replaces the fear. The joy replaces the fear. This newness, this something that they didn't know replaces the fear with joy. There's a lot of people afraid. A lot of people afraid right now. But that's no different than it's always been. There's always been fear. When you look at the Christ story, the Christmas story, it's amazing how much fear there is. And how many times angels speak to people and say, "Don't be afraid. It's okay. I know you don't understand this. I know this is new. I know this is strange. But don't be afraid." Mary is approached by the angel. And like we would, I would expect to be afraid when I'm there and suddenly the angel is in my presence and she's afraid. And the angel says, "Mary, don't be afraid. I've got some really good news for you." Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, as he was serving in the temple as one of the priests, he's going about his daily routine when suddenly an angel appears to him and he's terrified. And the angel says, "Zechariah, don't be afraid. I've got good news for you." Joseph, when he's sleeping, he has a dream. And in that dream, he is told by the angel that his wife, whom he's never been with, is going to be pregnant. And he's afraid of the backlash. He's afraid of what that will do to her and the family's reputation. And the angel said to Joseph, "Joseph, don't be afraid." The shepherds in the fields, when the heavenly host appeared, were terrified. And the angel said, "Shepherds, don't be afraid." Over and over and over and over again. There's a reaction to God. There's a reaction to spiritual things. There's a reaction to the presence of the King of Kings. And our natural reaction to that is to be afraid. The world has got a lot of fear. Maybe you felt it. Confusion like Joseph, uncertain like Mary, just plain petrified like the shepherds. But the message over and over and over again, the message of hope that replaces fear to joy is, don't be afraid. Church, I want to tell you this morning, don't be afraid. We have a King, amen? We have a God who is true, a God who is real, a God who is present, a God who has your future secured, a God in whom will sit on the throne forever and ever and ever and ever. And that's a good reason not to be afraid. There are many fearful things that we engage. Nations fighting against nations, blood being shed, wars, crime, violence, and yet still God says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. As he works through his people, as he works through his church, and there's a group of people, a remnant on this planet, when everything seems to be out of control and where fear is completely reigning, there's a group of people whose God is the Lord, whose God came in human form as the baby Jesus, and that group of people knows there's a reason not to fear, because there's good news of great joy, which is for all the people. Abundant life, don't be afraid. Whatever you're facing, whatever you're going through, whatever it is that's causing you anxiety, whatever it is that you're uncertain about, whatever your tomorrows you're worried about, whatever it is, let the angel's words that reverberated in the mind of Zechariah and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds, don't be afraid. We have hope. There's only one man in the story who was afraid but lost his hope. The one man who rejected the news. King Herod, when the Magi came and said, King, we're looking for the one who was born king of the Jews, not the one set up as a puppet by the Roman government. And he got afraid. The scripture says he was really concerned. But while the others went away with great joy, this one man went away angry, frustrated, and still afraid. And everything he touched after that brought death. You see, we have an option today. Be afraid and death will follow. Receive the good news of great joy and hope follows. What is our choice today? Will we embrace this God come in flesh? Or will we continue to live in our fear? Hope replaces fear with joy. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news. Number two, hope is for everyone. Wasn't it great to hear the readers on stage? To hear all those voices, to hear. I found myself losing my mind in the slide, not even paying attention and just paying attention to the readers as I watched them. And what brilliant people we have in this church. But yet they'll say, brilliant what? I'm just speaking my language. The hope is for everybody. There's not one person on this planet that the hope is not for. Hope is for all. Hope is for every creature. The angels shouted, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to men. Which men? Which men? All men. Which women? All women. Which children? All children. That's the beauty of God's story, is that it's for everybody. And how if God could be somehow frustrated, I would be if I were God. If I had this amazing gift and the vast majority of people would look at that and say, no thanks. I'd rather walk down the path to death. It still baffles me when I hear the good news of great joy. And there are so many who will reject that good news of great joy. I bring you good news of great joy, which is for all the people. Peace on earth to men. It's for all of us. It's for you. It's for me. The angel said to Joseph, he will save his people from their sins. Which people need to be saved from their sins? All people need to be saved from their sins. Which people are far from God? All people are far from God. Which people did Jesus come and be born for? All people. Which people did Jesus go to the cross for? All people. Are there some people in your life right now that you think, that's never going to happen? They're never going to turn to Christ. They're way too far gone. They're way too stubborn, way too resistant, way too stuck, way too arrogant. Let me tell you this. There's not a person on this planet Jesus did not come to die for. And his power is greater than any resistance that anybody can ever stand in. For all the people. What about the bad people? Isn't there just hope for the good people and no hope for the bad people? Well, which ones are the good people and which ones are the bad people? Who gets to decide that? Here's what my Bible says. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. God came to save people of which we desperately need a Savior. Did God just come for those who go to church and for those who are nice to others? And like Santa Claus is, you know, if you're naughty or if you're nice, and if you're nice, you get toys, and if you're naughty, you don't. Aren't you glad that God's not Santa Claus? I'm sure glad because I've been receiving no toys since birth. He didn't come for good people or bad people because there's no such thing as those who are good in their own power, in their own morality, in their own strength. We have all fallen short. And unless we realize that, we can't realize the hope that is for everyone. Hope is for you no matter where you've been. You may be sitting here this morning thinking, Pastor, thanks for the word. It's been cute. Love the kids. Love the singing. Love the readers. But you know, I'm too far gone. I've sinned too much, sinned too greatly, sinned too repetitively. I can't have that hope. I'm too far gone. Can I just tell you right now that there is no pit so deep that God's grace and God's love is not deeper still? There is no depth you can go that God's reach will not reach down even deeper and rescue you if you'll just respond to His hope. God's hope is in Syria today. God's hope is in North Korea today. God's hope is in the Middle East today. God's hope is in Asia today. God's hope is all over the world today. Because His hope is for everybody. There's not one of us left out. Let God's hope fill you this morning. Number three, God's hope is immediate. It's for today. For today. God's hope is for right now. Scripture says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 says, today is the day of salvation. Today. When is there peace on earth? Today. Can there be peace on earth today if people would respond to the Lord God as one world, as a one world nation? There could be peace today. What keeps us from peace? Those that say there's no room in my inn, there's no room in my heart for the Savior. Today, right now, there can be peace. There can be hope in your life. Right now. It's possible. Today, Christ is here. Today, the Savior is here. Today, hope is here. Church, today, forgiveness is here. Today. Today, you can be secure. Today, you can know that if you were to die this very morning, you'd be with Jesus Christ, seeing Him face to face and eternally rejoicing with Him. Today, you can know that. Why do we live in constant fear? Why do we live in a hopelessness when today we can know a hope that is for all people and let that hope chase fear out of our life? We can know this hope today, right now. But hope requires faith. Scripture says hope requires an action on our part. In a part of the scripture, just after the shepherds met the angels, it says this. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. That's an amazing scripture. The shepherds saw the angels, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, man, if I saw angels, I'd believe it too. If some heavenly host appeared out of the sky and they shouted to me, I'd believe it too. Well, you know, we'd like to think that, wouldn't we? There's a story in the scripture where a parable where a man passes away and then says to God, God, let me go back and tell my brothers so that they'll believe. And Jesus said, if they don't believe the word of God, they won't believe even if somebody came back from the dead. Oh, yeah, we would. If somebody came back from the dead, I'd believe. Sure, I would. He's already done it. Amen. And we still don't believe. To prove his point. How many times does he have to raise from the dead? Until we'll believe. That's a story worth telling 2,000 years later. Amen? Somebody dies and then comes out of the grave? I'd still be telling that story, and we are, because it's true. But people still don't believe. The shepherds believed and they ran and they spread the news. They rejoiced because they believed. Zechariah rejoiced because he believed. And when his wife was bearing the prophet John the Baptist, when Mary came into her presence, the baby leapt in her womb with joy. When Mary said those words, "May it be to me as you have said," that's a faith step. Yes, Lord, do what you want with my life. I'm in. Joseph said, "Yes, Lord. I'll marry the girl even though we've never been together. And I'll bear whatever I need to bear because it's your word. I believe and I'm in." The Magi saw the star and they traveled all the way from the Middle East, from modern day Iran, all the way across into Bethlehem to see this baby. They saw, they believed, they acted, and they rejoiced. By faith. We take a step back to Herod. He didn't worship. He didn't rejoice because he didn't believe. He thought it was in his power to put this news down. I don't want to hear it. I want to keep my own kingdom. I want to keep my own crown. I want to keep my own power. I want to rule my own life. I want to make my own decisions. I want to still be the man. And what followed him was death, and what followed him was hopelessness. You can receive hope today. The hope that chases away fear. The hope that is for all people. The hope that is available now. If there's one simple response to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that's, "Yes, Lord. I believe you are God. I believe you came in human form as the baby Jesus, grew up into a man, lived a perfect life, and died on the cross for my sin." When that happens for you, in you, when you make that decision, hope comes to your life, and you'll have the best Christmas ever. The scripture says that if we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. It's that simple. Is there any better way to celebrate Christmas than generously, cheerfully, and full of hope, reacting to the Lord God who came and gave his life for us? I don't know if there's a better way. But we have a choice. We can be like the shepherds, like Mary, like Joseph, like Zechariah, like the Magi, or we can be like Herod. We've got way too many Herods in this world. We need a whole lot more people who are full of the hope of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads together. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that by the power of your Spirit, that you would touch us, move on us, strengthen us to reach out to you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that if there are any in this room this morning that are feeling hopeless, maybe they've accepted you in their life before, but today, for whatever reason, that hope feels a bit distant. The problem is just too great, and it's hard for them to retain or regain the hope. I pray, Father, that you would just revive those hearts. Encourage and strengthen, knowing, Lord, that you're willing to go as deep as we are. You were born in a manger, in a stall, a filthy barn, to show us there is no depths you won't go to reach us. There may be others, Lord, who have never made that decision to respond in faith and therefore are still searching for the hope. I pray, Lord, for those people. God, speak to them right now that they might know your hope. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, I want to ask you that. Maybe you're the first group of people. And you just need the Lord to draw near. Feeling pretty hopeless. I want to tell you that I got good news for you. Good news of great joy, which is for you. There's hope. After this service is done, there'll be some prayer partners up here in the front, and they would sure love to pray with you. Take a step in faith like the shepherds did, like Mary did, like Joseph did, like Zechariah did. Take a step. Pray with one of these and just ask them, say, I really would like for hope to come into my heart. To signify that that's what you want to do with your heads bowed and your eyes closed. Nobody's looking around but me. Say, Pastor, I'm one of those. I need some hope today. Would you slip up your hand? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You can put it down. Thank you. Come and pray. Maybe you're one that has never made the decision to follow him. You've heard the news, but like Herod, you'd rather do something different until today. If you're here today saying, I'd rather be like the shepherds. I'd rather be like Mary. I'd rather be like Joseph and believe and rejoice than to resist and go away without hope. You can know that today. If that's you and you'd like to make that decision, would you lift up your hand? I'm not going to call you forward. I'm not going to embarrass you, but just lift your hand. Thank you. You can put it down. Others to join them. Yeah, thank you. You can put it down. Likewise, after service, there'll be prayer partners up front, and they'd really like to pray with you. If you lifted up your hand for either of those calls, come and pray and let someone lead you into an understanding of hope today. Of hope. You can lift your heads and open your eyes. Thought it'd be fun to close this service, starting or ending the service in the same way we started it. We sang, as most of you are gathering, Angels We Have Heard on High. We've talked about that in our message today. The angels brought good news of great joy. The good news that is for all the people. We heard the service, or we heard the Christ story in 18 or 16 different languages. And it's the same powerful story.